stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, guys, this is me trying to be classy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Because this guy's got a very, very unfortunate surname. He's got an Austrian surname. And that surname is spelt D-U-M-F-A-R-T. He lives in South Africa.
Shame.
It's very unfortunate to have that surname in South Africa because we would pronounce it Dumfart.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
In Austria, it would be a little bit different.
Yeah. Although not much.
Hey?
No matter how you try, say it fast, quick, put different inflections on different syllables, it still comes out as dumb fart.
Yeah.
The fart is clear. There's not much you can do with that, right? So he's got guys that sit in an office environment, and people, when they hear his surname, they just take the mick with this oak all the time. And he gets so frustrated. You can understand why, all right? His colleague that got in touch with me says, you know, people phone up this guy and they will just say, hello, what's your name? And you'll go, oh, it's Mr. Dumfart. And they'll just go, and then they'll put the phone down.
No, man.
And then the guy will say, who was that? Ah, oh, another prank caller.
Mm-hmm.
So this is this man's life. And I'm coming in, like I said, on a much higher level.
Mm.
I'm not as blatant as that.
Okay.
But I'm going to see how many euphemisms I can get into one conversation.
This poor dumb fart. This poor man.
Yeah. See how many you can spot in a normal conversation I'm going to have with him and how long he takes to pick up. I've added in a sound effect to help you along in case you miss it. This I added in post-production. He doesn't hear the sound effect. All right. But are you ready?
Let's go.
Start counting.
Hello, Paul speaking.
What's your surname?
It's Dumfart.
Dumfart?
Yes.
I'm keen on booking a holiday.
Okay.
Do you do any like sort of packages to the Kruger Park?
Yes, we can do that, yeah.
Because I was in the Kruger Park a little while ago and there were all like these hot winds.
Okay.
And my mom had like the window open and she couldn't help but blink her brown eye. And then suddenly, it was quite a hectic story because we heard this roar from the rear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
The car then started to backfire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's quite dangerous, as you probably know, to get out in the Kruger Park because there's...
Yeah, wouldn't recommend that, eh?
Yeah, because there's a lot of barking spiders and low-flying ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah, once I caught two, but then I let one go. So then we carried on,
yeah.
And we ran out of gas. Yeah, and then this other car very kindly passed gas.
Yeah.
And then we got going again, and then we had a rear-end blowout.
No!
Oh, okay. Because we lucky you didn't have...
Yeah.
Time in your life there, eh?
Yeah, because we had such bad luck. You should have seen the skid marks, man. And then, you know, we're driving and we didn't see anything for like an hour. So my dad telling us the story about when he was playing in this dart contest and he dropped a dart.
As you would do.
Yeah, and wow, it was like so boring. But because, you know, my dad, he's actually a surgeon.
Okay.
And I prefer like his story about him operating on this guy and he dropped his guts.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I got bored and I...
I
put on a DVD in my portable player and I couldn't decide on Backdraft or Cracker Ripper. And then my mom, she got hungry, so she opened her lunchbox and she cut the cheese.
Yeah.
And whoa, in the car, you can imagine.
That nice, eh?
Yeah, I mean, and the smell was overpowering her perfume, which was Chanel number 2. Do you know what the weather's like in Australia? Is there thunder down under at the moment? I'd honestly like to think that as schoolboy as it is, I gave him a much more classy experience.
100%. Or snaps, because we're classy. Yeah. Snaps for that.
Why did I enjoy that so much?
I counted 19.
I also counted 19.
I stopped counting.
Shame. Poor man.
And he genuinely was listening to you telling him all of these stories and wanting to help you.
I think on like the 11th one, he kind of... Oh,
man.
There we go.
It's another prank caller.